I thought what happened to our team after quarter time. That's what I thought. It was, we came out, we prepared really well, and, we got up and we just started taking shortcuts. We stopped executing our plays. We stopped having each other's back. And full credit to Townsville. They scrapped, they played hard, and they went at it. They've been on the road for a long time. And, it's very disappointing from our stand, but congratulations to Townsville. They played harder than we did, which is disappointing in this arena. Yeah, we'll make them passes. I think we had 10 baskets and 8 of those came out assists, and we started dribbling the ball too much. And not executing our plays. And it was, 25-12 quarter, and it was still, we're in front. We had a chance to put that game out of touch, and we weren't ruthless at all. We got some adversity. With Damo not there, with Casey there, and Sean Fowling out, and Nate getting injured, but look, full credit to Townsville. They certainly stuck to the guns.
What's the early diagnosis of Nate?
I'll wait for the medical report with that.
Are you hopeful to play Sunday?
I'm hoping all three will play Sunday, and I've got to wait for medical advice on that.
And Matt, he hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, well, he's getting evaluated too, but, that happens. So we'll give someone an opportunity, and we need guys to step up. We really do. We were disappointing after quarter time.
Was there any sense going out of that first quarter time break that was coming? Any sense at all?
No, I didn't see it. Did you? No, that's from what we were playing. That was some of our best basketball that we played in the first quarter. And then, I have to go back and look at the subs and the rotations, if we had the right combination on, and I'll take blame for that, not a problem. But we certainly had the intensity at the start, and it dropped off, and then we have to find out why that was so.
Do you think anything might be a case of players getting ahead of themselves after a start like that?
Well, you can't do that in this league. This league's too tough, and it's you don't play to your full potential as hard as you can, you're going to lose. And we didn't play well for three quarters.
You haven't had too many games like that over here. Is that probably the most heart-wrenching loss you've had at
Perth? Yeah, look, we all feel sick in the stomach. You're even 7 points up with 2.5 minutes to go. You've got to close that out, especially at home. And we didn't score again. They hit 2 threes or 3 threes and hit 1 foul shot. So it was disappointing, but, what can you do? Milk's already spilt, and you got to take the hit, and let's move on.
Jared, what did it feel like out on the court?
Yeah, it was pretty hard to take. I think Trev summed it up. We had the opportunity, and I think we all know what we need to work on. Hopefully watch some film and see where we can get better. But yeah, it felt like after that first quarter we never really got it going, we never really came together tight enough. But yeah, the great thing about this, we learn from it, move on, got a game on Sunday, so looking forward to that now.
Do you think you guys handled, they upped the niggle and the aggression after the quarter time? Do you think you guys handled that?
I think that ruffled us a little bit. We didn't come together enough. And block that out and just stick to what had been working for us in the first quarter. So I think that's something we can definitely improve.
And Trev, how much does it disrupt your planning for Illawarra, not knowing people have
the worry? Good question. Look, sometimes you're going to be faced with injuries, and it's the team, the depth is really going to get tested, and the character. And we're going to go through that right now. So we're going to find out here shortly of what we're made of and how we respond. I think they're doubtful from the medical, but again, it's my choice. They would have played tonight, but I don't. You got to take from the medical. That's why they're experts and professionals, and take their advice. And we've got to move forward.